fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here, our second hour on Wednesday, the 30th of May. Prepper tip of the day. I want to encourage everybody to please consider stocking a 2-year supply of food for you and your team. Bulk grains are the least expensive way to store up the most food. Properly stored, they will keep for decades. You want, if you can, get non-GMO organic grains. I would personally stay away from corn and wheat, but there's many other grains that are quite healthy to store. And be sure you make sure that they're stored properly so that there'll be no mold and insects and mice and so forth can't get to the grain. That would be a real smart idea. We have a patient waiting in the green room, my friend Jeff Nyquist. Jeff is a gentleman who began a quest more than 20 years ago to become quite knowledgeable of all the many ways that the international commerce conspiracy has infiltrated the United States and continues on their quest to dominate the world economically, politically, and militarily. His website is jrnyquist.com. I say again, jrnyquist.com. There's a link in my links page at thelibertyman.com. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning, John.
Well, sir, there's lots of movement in the geopolitical matters involving North Korea, involving the make-believe, made-up involvement of Donald Trump and Russia, the Russian government. Venezuela, a communist country, is having some interesting things go on down there, sir. Of course, North Korea continues to be in the news with the on-again, off-again summit. Lots of activity, isn't there, sir?
Yeah, it is. The Cold War has never ended. We've got all the evidence around us. China's threatening us, North Korea, Russia. We see the results of communist takeovers in South America. Good grief. You know, it's when we count up our losses, we realize that we didn't win anything in 1991.
No, not at all. Not at all. So we have people, we have many thousands of people listening to you and I right now, Jeff, here in the United States, of course, England, Ireland, Scotland, Germany, a lot of listeners in Germany, Australia, New Zealand, all of which have had communist influence on their governments, haven't they, sir?
Yes, communism is attempting to influence and twist the policy of every country in the world to make all those countries vulnerable, to make them great, to divide and conquer them is one of the strategies they use, to turn them against the United States, to force them into the orbit of China and or Russia, to break up NATO. And they know they can't do this directly, so they use indirect means to try to get this to happen. They're poisoning the minds of the young people. The first thing they do when they infiltrate a country is they go for the education system, and they try to take away patriotic education from the children so that the next generation is ready for communist ideas. I mean, look at Antifa now. The Antifa is those kids are in the street protesting against their country for communism. I mean, if you think about it, that's what they're doing.
Right.
And
right.
You know, it's more of a problem now, you know, than it's ever been here in the United States. They stopped the Rose Parade in Portland, Oregon last year in May. Because they were going to attack the Republicans, were going to be marching in the Rose Parade, and they said if there's Republicans in that parade, we're going to attack them. And they canceled the parade for the first time.
Well, caving in to that kind of pressure is wrong, wrong, wrong. It sets a bad precedent, and giving the Antifa people that kind of success emboldens them to continue to do the same thing in that place and other places, doesn't it?
It does. It's a form of showing them that they have power and they can have more power. Violent extremists have to be confronted with violence, I'm afraid. It's not a very pretty thing. But if somebody's coming at you with a gun, you have to pull a gun out and shoot and defend yourself. If they come at you with a mask and a baseball bat or battery acid or whatever they're going to throw at you, you've got to defend yourself. And, you know, it's such a shame. Our young people who are standing up to them in the streets, they have not been supported by us. They have not been given that patriotic education and that support that they deserve. And where all the money, all the tax foundations, tax-exempt foundation money, all the educational money, everything is going for these Antifa kids. How are our patriotic young people being supported? They're not.
They're not. You're right. So yeah. What can we do? What can we do about this, Jeff?
Well, that's a good question. I mean, you gotta support people with money. You gotta give to conservative groups that are activist groups that are going to oppose this. You gotta form them if they don't exist. You know, you gotta support things. You can't let the enemy have the field, which they've had. How do they get all this dominance? Conservatives go to church, they give at church, they stay at home, they don't go out and fight for their country. And little by little, the left, which pretends to be moderate, they want to claim they're the center now. The Marxists want to claim the center for themselves and say the rest of us, if you like the American flag or you believe in your country's traditions, that means that you are an extremist. That's the new definition of what an extremist is. I mean, it's pretty frightening.
It is. It is. When our traditional values, our traditional beliefs are made to be something bad and evil, that's unacceptable, isn't it, Jeff?
No, it's not acceptable. But this is what's happening around us. And I just, you know, for your listeners in the UK, I followed Tommy Robinson's arrest. I don't know if you saw that.
I did. I see the photo. I saw the photographs. Yes, he knew he would be arrested. It was a political statement on his part. He knew he was going to be arrested.
You know, I got a call from a friend who's British. He's British South African, and she was. I never heard her as upset as that time. And she hasn't been politically active. She's a writer and she's a private person, and she. You know, she's going to become active because of this. So maybe people are waking up in Britain. Maybe people are waking up in Europe. You know, you have the refugee crisis in Germany where they poured in. We've talked about this before. They've poured in the Muslim refugees. Massive numbers, more than a million Muslims pouring into Germany. The country cannot accommodate. Germany is not a large country. It's not by the standards of the United States, it's not large, and geographically not large, certainly. And all these people coming into the country and the German citizens being displaced, being put into suddenly, you know, you grow up in a German town and suddenly it's a Muslim town, you know, and they don't want to have anything to do with being German. And suddenly, you know, why is this happening? Why is Angela Merkel supporting it? I have a paper I wrote with a Romanian researcher, Anca Maria Cernea. It's at the Center for Security Policy. If you go to their website of the Center for Security Policy, you will see the paper there. It is about Russia's role behind the Muslim refugee crisis in Europe, how Russia uses it, how Russia... and its Syrian ally has helped to push it from the Middle East, and how the Russian mafia and the FSB has helped to transport the people through places like the former Yugoslavia, and how Russia's Iranian and Kurdish allies were helping them move them through Turkey. So, you know, this is a very interesting question, how Russia plays the different sides of these different games. You know, we interviewed a couple of government ministers to get their intake of NATO countries, East European NATO countries, and they say, look, you people in the West, we try to tell you these games the Russians are playing, and you don't understand. You don't understand how the Russians use these things, how they play both sides against the middle. We have to come to understand what Russia and what Putin represents. It does not represent nationalism or Christianity. It is a communist country that has faked its own collapse and put on a false capitalist face and now a false nationalist and Christian face to fool us, to deceive us. And that has to be said. Somebody has to say it. It's true. What I'm saying, it is the truth. And for those people that fall for this nonsense, I mean, people believed in Stalin with their Uncle Joe in World War II. You know, we just, you know, if we want to criticize our grandparents' generation, I mean, look at what we've fallen for.
I agree. Well, Stalin was able to control the media with an absolute iron fist. What was the term? Potemkin Village, I think, where Stalin set up a what was supposed to be the idyllic Russian peasant village that was specifically set up just like a Hollywood stage set, sound set, with actors pretending to be the happy, fun-loving peasants, well-fed, happy peasants in this village that was provided for foreign dignitaries, foreign journalists, and foreign visitors to observe about the idyllic life of Russian peasants, Jeff.
Yeah, well, there's some funny stories about Potemkin villages. I knew a guy. He went to Moscow, and it was just before the fall of the Soviet Union, and he was going to this tour to see a dairy farm outside of Moscow, and the bus broke down in this town outside of Moscow. And so the bus driver waved them on, and there was a wedding happening in the town. So they were invited, these tourists were invited into this wedding party, and they had a really great time. And they asked the people, well, how was your life in the Soviet Union? The people said, well, it's pretty good. It's not so bad. And this guy came back thinking, wow, the Soviet Union's not so bad. So the next year he went again and to the Soviet Union, and he decided, well, he missed the dairy farm last time, so he took the tour to the dairy farm, and the bus broke down in the exact same town, and the same two people were getting married.
All right.
That's a true story.
I don't doubt it for a moment, and that certainly would give a lot of credibility to the official party line, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it would. I mean, and so we don't understand this country. They would call us Potemkin in tourist, you know. I mean, that was their joke, is that, you know, there was a giant Potemkin village, and they were faking, you know, everything for the West consumption. And we're kind of, you know, bumpkin idiots that they can fool, you know, because the Russians, you know, after all, let's fool some stupid Americans. Let's fool some Swedes and Brits and Germans. And they do, and they make money doing it, and they spread their propaganda doing it. So why wouldn't they do it?
Yeah.
And today it's no different. I mean, countries follow their traditions. You know, they do follow their traditions.
They do.
And Russia's tradition is to deceive foreigners. That goes back hundreds of years, actually.
It does. Well, people need to be aware of this and know that this, you know, this is not history. It's not just history. The deception continues in 2018. We're supposed to believe that Russia is now going to be our trading partner, our friends, that we can show them everything, invite them to our confidential drills, where we had a drill to understand the vulnerabilities and security of our national power grid, and we invite communist officials to be observers. How crazy is that, Jeff?
Yeah, we're not too smart. It seems like we never learn. And, you know, just like, look at how they're playing this game with President Trump over North Korea. You know, one minute they're going to negotiate, the next minute they're not. Then they are, then they're not. You know, what is this? You know, what is their game? Well, you can be sure they're playing one, and you can be sure that we're not, because we want peace, and heaven knows what they want.
Well, we know what they want. Peace means there's no opposition left on the planet. That's peace.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's peace.
Right. That's what they mean by it, yeah.
Yeah,
they want to just, you know, rule the world. And they look at us as the enemy. They don't have any, you know, question about that. We're the enemy. And they're going to destroy us. And so why do we even talk to them? I mean, would you talk to a person who wants to murder you? I mean, what's the point?
Right. Well, what is the point? Russian hierarchy, Russian people in command and control, they understand human nature. They understand American culture frequently better than Americans themselves, don't they?
They have whole institutes devoted to studying us all the time.
That's right.
They have the Institute of USA in Canada that does study specifically North America. And studies us.
Hold that thought, Jeff. We got a break. Call number is 800-313-9443.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. It's taken 3 years before I could offer the Intershelter Domes for sale. During those 3 years, several different governments and militaries were taking all their production. The Intershelter Dome homes may be just what you've been looking for to provide affordable, energy-efficient, permanent, and attractive housing. These dome homes are prefabricated units that can be assembled in a few hours by two men with a ladder and simple hand tools. Check out the photos of these dome homes built in the Arctic, on tropical beaches, in suburban areas, and in forests. All the details, many photographs, and the pricing of the dome homes are listed on the left-hand side of my homepage at thelibertyman.com. I think you'll find these homes are not only attractive, but they're energy efficient and a bonus. You can disassemble them and reassemble them as many times as you feel you need the need to. Pretty great, huh? Something that's very, very unique. Check them out at my website at thelibertyman.com.
Gentlemen, J.R. Moore here on Wednesday, the 30th November, visiting with J.R. Nyquist. His website's jrnyquist.com. Jeff, we got a caller on hold here. We got Steve in North Carolina. Good morning, Steve. Oh, we lost Steve. Steve, welcome to call back, we'll get back. We'll take your call at that time. Okay, Jeff, let's continue, sir. Jeff?
Yeah. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Yeah. I was thinking one of the things that people should do, of course, is read books. And I had mentioned it's a great book if people can find it at their library, if they can order it online, is Robert Morris's No Wonder We Are Losing, which is it's a great refresher on the past. Robert Morris was in naval intelligence. He was a lawyer who had investigated communism in the schools in 1940 with the Rapp-Kudert Committee, which was one of the first legislative committees in this country to really investigate communism in the state of New York in 1940. And it's just to get that background. People don't realize You know, I was just thinking about this. There was a real battle in this country when we lost China in 1949, and when the communists took over China, and in 1950, when the communists invaded South Korea, which is where we got all this trouble in the Far East that we are now threatened with today. And it's good to review that whole thing because of what the way Truman ordered General MacArthur not to attack above a certain positions, and how that cost American lives, and how Senator McCarthy was, you know, basically decrying the communist influence in government at that time, and the discovery that there had been Soviet moles in very high places in the U.S. government. It was a time very much like this time, where only people were discovering that behind the conspiracies and the failures of their government, there were communists in high places. And today we've lost that lexicon, because I believe the same thing is going on today, only people aren't calling them out on it, that this whole thing going on in the intelligence community, these attacks on President Trump, you know, who are these people? What are their links to Beijing and Moscow? And they're accusing the president when Hillary Clinton is the one who had the uranium deal with the Russians. It's these people on the left who were supporting the USSR during the Cold War and subsequently now position themselves as moderates and even pretend to be against Russia when they're not, when they're part of the double game that Russia is always playing. So I just think people, if they knew the history, they would be able to recognize so much easier what is going on today.
They would. I find it rather ironic, Jeff. You know, Bill Clinton and President Trump are the same age within a few months of each other. And there's never been a public explanation of why Bill Clinton spent 3 months in the Kremlin in Moscow. I believe it was the summer of 70 or 71, give or take a year. 3 months. And I believe that's where the deal was made. Basically, the deal was, Billy Boy, You do our bidding, you'll be wealthy and have all the cocaine and women you want for the rest of your life, sir.
Yeah, he went to Moscow at the end of the fall 1969, and he was
69.
In Prague,
okay. Right.
In January of 1970, so he was at a very cold time of the year. He was in Moscow. You know, he actually, I think it was winter technically when he left Moscow in 69 and went to Prague. And I have sources that say, in fact, I have documents, letters from people who were involved with a defector named Jan Shena, who claimed that when he was in Prague, Shena was a Czech, that claimed that he met with the Czech intelligence service in Prague, Czechoslovakia, in 1970. So what was that about? You know, we have not had this guy has not been properly investigated. He hasn't been properly looked at. And you've got this, you know, it's interesting. You know, you've heard about the number of dead bodies that show up around the Clintons, all these suspicious deaths. They used to call it Arkanside when people would commit suicide in Arkansas. It was an
right.
It was, you know, Arkanside.
Yeah, shoots himself twice.
Right.
Uh-huh, exactly.
You know, and but, you know, back in this time I was talking about, 49, 50, 51, all kinds of suspicious deaths were happening. People were dying right and left. You had James Forrestal, the defense secretary, die from falling from a window of his Bethesda hospital. You had Joseph McCarthy entered the hospital, the senator, with a knee problem, and he died a few days later in the hospital of supposedly liver problem.
Exactly. You know? Here's our break. Call number is 800-313-9443.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Well,
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We're continuing our Energy Cleaner promotion, which began August of 2016. In this promotion, you get to buy an Energy Cleaner, $70 off retail, and a mattress pad, 10% off retail. $200 of the purchase price of the Energy Cleaner goes to Republic Broadcasting. This is a great way to help get Energy Cleaners out to people who need them and have some financial issues to deal with. And, of course, a great way to support Republic Broadcasting. Here's what you do. Send in a postcard. My address is John Moore, P.O. Box 201, Davidsville, Missouri. We pick a postcard every 2 weeks. If your postcard is drawn, you get the chance to buy the Energy Cleaner $70 off retail and 10% off the mattress pads. Put your name and your address, your telephone number and your email address on the postcard, and we wish you the best of luck. Thank you.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Okay, we are back, listen, we're back. J.R. Moore here on Wednesday, the 30th of May. My website is thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. You'll find interesting free downloads there, things that will educate you and inform you. Need to check those items out. I think you'll find it very interesting. A book older than the Christian Bible. That book is The Art of War by General Sun Tzu. Mandatory reading by all communists all the time, and mandatory reading in U.S. military academies. I think you'd be well advised to understand the concepts there because they're being used against us by both the Chinese communists and the Russian communists. Also, on our website, of course, you'll find energy cleaners for sale. We need healthy patriots. I need healthy listeners. I need healthy listeners that aren't distracted by arthritis pain and back pain. So get yourself an energy cleaner. Take care of the arthritis pain. Take care of the back pain so you can do the things that you want to do. Only $285 shipping included to American zip codes. Yes, I do offer for me to you personally a 90-day money-back guarantee. Something your medical doctor is highly unlikely to do, but I do it because I'm risking nothing. I do take PayPal, MasterCard, Visa. You can place your order for the energy cleaner and your mattress pad right there at my website at thelibertyman.com. You can send me a check or money order. My address is there also. I have a toll-free order line 24 hours a day. Here it is, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Visiting with Jeff Nyquist. His website is jrnyquist.com. And Jeff, we have a regular caller on hold here that we've kind of been expecting. Paul, New Jersey. Good morning, Paul.
Hello, gentlemen. You know, despite what you might say about the Nazis actually took fighting communism to the extremes and actually did fight communism, unlike the United States that allied with communists. Let's establish that first. Second of all, though, when we did turn our ire towards communists under the likes of Joseph McCarthy, they basically fought an info war and a political war domestically. So if we're really going to fight the communists, I would argue you should almost mimic the German model where you have to depose communists from the media. And if you're going to actually declare war against communist nations, you're going to have to round them up and put them in camps. Otherwise, they'll sabotage and undermine the war effort. Now, what I advocate is that we have to kind of basically live with the fact that communism domestically is an idea, and it's spread by college professors, spread by the likes of Robert Iger over at Disney, who, you know, has his race-mixing show and is called The Bachelorette on now and has advertisements of homosexual marriage in Vegas in, you know, on broadcast news media. So my point is, Mr. Nyquist, you didn't really respond well to my question last week, and I'm going to leave it to you and give you the floor to respond as I hang up.
Okay.
What's your wish list about how to fight the communists? I say we have to fight a domestic info war first if you're going to really declare and then want to go toe-to-toe with the Russians or the Chinese.
Okay.
And on that, thank you, sir.
Okay, thanks for the call. Well, Jeff, Paul made some true statements there that need to be addressed. And my only concern at the moment is we need to fight on multiple fronts at the same time. I wouldn't list anything first, second, or third because there are multiple fronts to be addressed. Everything from the Marxist professors that are teaching our students and to the need for a strong national defense. Let's just jump right in there, Jeff.
Yeah, well, communism, and like you say, it attacks on many fronts. You could call them different dimensions. For example, they infiltrate the churches. So you have to recognize, you have to know communism. You have to know its history. You have to recognize it. So we have to have anti-communist education in this country. I mean, Paul could use some anti-communist education. He says that the Nazis fought the communists. That's true, and so have we. But the Nazis also allied with the communists in 1939 with the Hitler-Stalin Pact, that they split, they attacked the country of Poland together. So it isn't true that the Nazis are the best way to fight communism. He wants to say that that his understanding of the communists is that they're Jews. That's what he's going to tell you. And that's not true. Communism is an ideology. It has nothing to do with Judaism. It's an ideology all of its own. In fact, it even has anti-Semitism in it. So, you know, this is the thing. We have to know its history. We have to understand it. You know, it's you were advertising Sun Tzu before, and Sun Tzu said, if you want to win 100 battles and win every one, you have to know your enemy and you have to know yourself. And I'm afraid we don't know our enemy. And many of us don't know ourselves. So we really do have to study this and know it, and we have to alert young people and educate young people. And we have to take our education system back, and we have to expose these people who claim to be in the center left, who are really proposing things that come from the communist side, come from Moscow and Beijing, or supporting their policies. And we have to do the same with people on the far right, like Paul, who are supporting policies that are going to help the communists, because those people exist too. So, but yeah, well, education, you can't win if you don't know anything. You can't win anything.
No, no. The communists have been on the offensive for decades, going back to the 1920s, basically better part of a century. I want to address something you mentioned earlier about losing China to the communists. It turned out after his death, the top advisor to President Truman on what to do with Russia, with the Chinese and the Korean War and all that, was in fact himself a communist agent. So I don't know the details. You might know more than I do, Jeff. It's highly likely you do. But my belief is that there was intentional sabotage to Chiang Kai-shek's defense of mainland China from the communists that caused him to lose that war to the communists. If Chiang Kai-shek had beat the communists in the 1940s, the world would be a far, far better and different place than it is now, wouldn't it, sir?
Oh, it would be so much safer. I mean, we would not be confronting these dire dangers in the Pacific that we're confronting. There were all kinds of agents in the Roosevelt and Truman administrations. You had the Institute for Pacific Relations. We had diplomats in China who were basically, American diplomats who were basically Russian agents, Soviet agents. They were supporting Mao and the communists, and they were attacking Chiang Kai-shek. You had the Marshall Mission that basically went there, and what happened is we abandoned Chiang Kai-shek. We did everything we could to undermine his position by making stupid decisions ourselves, by attempting to force Chiang Kai-shek into a coalition government with Mao. Mao had no intention of doing that. That wasn't going to happen. And it's just like at Yalta, but it was Yalta in China. And just like we gave Eastern Europe to the Soviet Union, we gave China away to Mao. And and it was by extending the war in the Pacific. There was real sabotage of America's strategy in World War II to make the communists come into control of all these areas of the world that they have since developed and turned into giant armories against us. Today there's almost no recollection of any of this history. People don't know about it. They don't understand how we got to this position. And they think China and Russia are just ordinary countries. Why do we need to not get along with them? Well, it's not us. They want to destroy Russia and China. Their leaders want to destroy the United States. And if we don't realize that, then we're just walking blind in the world.
We are, and my gut feeling is that President Trump understands the things that we're talking about, that he's doing everything within his ability, and presidents don't have unlimited power, they don't have unlimited ability, they have limitations. Our Constitution does place limitations on them, but I believe within the limitations of his constitutional authority, he's doing everything he can to thwart the international communist threat. What do you think, Jeff?
Well, it's a very, given the what Obama did to the defense establishment, what he did across the board, President Trump is a very difficult job because we're coming from behind. Now, there's terrible problems within the military, and we have terrible social problems because of what has happened to our morals and what's happened to our self-conception. We have a damaged idea of ourselves as a country, and we've gotten away from the Constitution. We had 8 years of unconstitutional government under Mr. Obama. And every time a nation does something that goes against its traditions, goes against its laws and its rules, the fundamentals of the Constitution, whenever we do that, we damage ourselves. Because we set the precedent for doing things in a way that I guess you could say are opening the door to totalitarianism, destroying freedom. I mean, we mentioned Tommy Robinson in the UK. I mean, imagine this man gets arrested for nothing but speaking, and not even saying anything that isn't. I mean, what he's saying is factual. He's just saying the truth, and he gets thrown in jail. He gets thrown in prison for telling the truth. I mean, how far are we away from that now?
Well, we have constitutional guarantees to prevent that from happening, I believe. Britain has shot themselves in the foot. They, as a country, what they've done to themselves were, if your home is invaded by armed criminals and you defend your family with a baseball bat or a kitchen knife, you become a criminal yourself. That's insane. But that's what that's what England has gotten to.
Well, now we've gotten into this thing where people are being sued for things they say on YouTube. And if they become really popular, if they have a lot of hits and they say it on YouTube, they take them to civil court and they bankrupt them because the left has so much money. So this is a way to shut people up, to scare them by saying, well, if they say the truth, if they try to report what's really happening, then they're going to be taken to court, and it doesn't matter if what they say is true. The process of the law is so expensive that they will be bankrupted. I mean, this is also a scary thing that I see beginning to happen. And it's, I guess you got to be really careful when you speak now.
You do. You do. And social media spreads things that people put on there instantly worldwide, as it turns out. Roseanne Barr found that out earlier this week, I think. And I don't know what got into her to make a public statement of that nature in the way she did it, but it was certainly accomplished nothing that's going to help her. It's not going to change anything. The only thing it changed is her career path, and hopefully she'll bounce back from it. But it was not a very wise thing to do, in my opinion.
Well, if, you know, a person who's trained as an actress or whatever her background is isn't really necessarily understand what she's dealing with in political terms. And that's the thing, is that all of us are vulnerable because these people, they're very strategic, and they, if they see you being effective or they see that you're a threat, they're going to want to stop you before you can become a threat or put you down when you've already gotten a large audience. And you know, how many, what, you know, look what happened to Joseph McCarthy, you know, back in the 50s. Look at what they did to Diana West here when her book came out showing this history a few years ago. And they will attack you. They will try to destroy you. They will try to take away your platform for speaking and say that there's something disreputable about you. It's very funny how it got disreputable to defend your own country by making factual statements. It's a very funny thing.
It is a very funny thing. Well, Jeff, I know you're working on a new article. How close are you to being ready to publish it, sir?
Oh, it's proving to be a big research project, but I'm hoping to have it have the first. I'm going to try to do it in bits, and that way it will be better. I'm hoping to have it next weekend go up on the site. And, you know, so I hope people go there and read it. I think they'll find it interesting because I'm going to, you know, Paul should read it because I'm in this series. I'm going to talk about how the communists infiltrated Hitler's Germany and how they got around Hitler and how they were manipulating the policies of the Third Reich in the middle of World War II. And I think it's important for people to understand that that it isn't just Roosevelt with Harry Hopkins, but it was Adolf Hitler and Martin Bormann. It wasn't just our FBI that has a problem now, but it was the Gestapo that was infiltrated by communists. So it isn't, even a totalitarian state cannot cope necessarily well with the
tactics. Well, we had a similar problem in Vietnam, Jeff. You may or may not know this, but there was a program called the Phoenix Program, which was an American program to locate and either arrest or assassinate Viet Cong spies. And the Viet Cong, the communists infiltrated the program to where we were executing men who were not Viet Cong spies, but they were people who actually supported the South Vietnamese government. In fact, I've personally known two men who were part of the Phoenix program, and this is pretty well documented, sir.
Mm-hmm. Well, do you know Colonel, I think his name was John Cook, who wrote a book
about
it?
No, sir.
It's a very interesting book about the Phoenix program, and of course, this has been attacked by the left, and he was a guy that really cared about the people in Vietnam, Colonel Cook. But Vietnam was a great tragedy.
It was, absolutely. Here's our break. Call number is 800-313-9443.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
We're back. J.R. Moore here on Wednesday, the 30th of May. Well, Jeff, this hour has gone really quickly. We're down to the last 3 minutes, sir.
Yes, we're down to the last. Yeah, I guess the thing is that we have as a country been drawn away from the truth by little tiny lies or diversions that have gotten us to think in a different way than we should have thought. And as a consequence, we have surrendered institutions and grounds that we should never have surrendered. And we need an accounting, and we need people who are going to speak forthrightly about this correctly identify the enemy, not misidentify the enemy. I think there's a lot of people that want to identify the wrong enemy today, and we have to be very careful about that. I point to Sun Tzu, know your enemy. That's what you've got to do, and if you can't correctly identify your enemy, you can't know him.
That's right. That's right. Information, education is the key, isn't it, sir?
Yeah. And then if you're in a position to fight, then you know what you're doing. But if you don't, then you're in trouble.
And there's a lot of Americans who are unwitting accomplices to communism, don't even know they are. The communists have a term for them. They call them useful dupes, don't they?
Yeah, useful idiot, useful dupe. Yeah, they do. And so, it's almost like you can say we're all useful idiots now because, I see this with administration after administration, and we have yet to see with President Trump. But certainly we would have expected different from Nixon. We would have expected different from Reagan when Reagan went to hug Gorbachev in Red Square and signed the Intermediate Range Nuclear Forces Agreement. I mean, it's been a series of disappointments, and even those leaders that understood communism better than the others still went and negotiated with them and made treaties they should never have made. And it's, for those of us that have studied and watched, we've been disappointed again and again, and I just hope that Mr. Trump is not like Nixon and Reagan and doesn't end up succumbing to the disease of having to have a treaty with people who are going to cheat him.
That's right. That's right. Well, our quest to inform the American public is an excellent one, Jeff, and we are on the watchman on the wall here, informing and educating our fellow Americans, aren't we, sir?
Yeah, that's the mission.
That is the mission, and the mission continues, and I don't see any ends in sight, do you, sir?
Oh, no, there's not an end in sight. This is a project that goes on and on because the situation goes on and on, and it's not going
right.
to end anytime soon. And
that's right. Well, I guess you could call this a way of having some job security, right?
Yeah, I suppose, although I suppose I'd rather believe that everything is going to be okay and there's nothing really a problem.
Ditto that, sir. Thank you for your time. We'll be back next Wednesday. Appreciate it. Okay, that's it for the day. Get medical supplies, energy, clean your essential oils now while you can, your firearms, ammunition. Never, ever give up your guns. Please do have a fun, safe, productive day. And God bless America.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.